This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
All right, we're going to be talking about a fun game that in its original form was, I guess, a card game of sorts. It's called Politico, and
I'm sure you've seen it, the yellow box.
I've played with it, and I've had great fun. Uma, could you describe sort of this very interesting game?
It's a bit of an irreverent game.
Yes.
And essentially, it's a card game where you play with friends or enemies, and each of the cards kind of channels the Malaysian political system, right?
And the experience and the culture as well.
Of campaigning, of winning, and you use all of the, I guess, all of the quirks and issues and problems that we're facing in our system feature in these cards, and you can use them to your political advantage.
Yeah.
And that's the goal of the game.
Yeah, the objective of the game is to control more seats than your opponent, and the players can manipulate these seat boundaries by rearranging, breaking, or creating new
seats. I'm going to play the race card.
To give themselves the upper hand.
And there's actually an actual race card.
So many, many years ago, it might have been prior to the 13th general election, this game came out, and in the lead up to the next general election, given that everything's gone digital, there's actually a digital version of this game.
Yeah, that's right. So it was created by Zidek and Mankau, and they've got an app now, which is available on Android and iOS. And I guess it's only fitting that, you know, as we approach GE14, which is, you know, all digital in some ways. News is being spread by WhatsApp, digital billboards all over the city advertising Barisan Manifesto. You've got YouTube pre-rolls. Why not a digital version of this game?
Yeah, so it's modeled on Monopoly Deal, and Politico consists of three types of cards in each deck. There's Party, Voter, and Scheme. And, you know, you're trying to get, you know, each player or party to win voters and the election. So it's very much like the real thing. So if you're already in the mood with all of the campaign rhetoric and the promises that are being made, this game might be for you.
Only one word of warning, though.
Go on.
It's very depressing to play.
Yes.
You're all having fun.
There's a realism to it.
And that's the problem,
that
right?
is unnerving.
It starts off and everyone's having a good time and playing the race card and the redelineation card and all of these things. And then after a while, it begins to settle in that this is a sad, sad truth. Especially more so when we're going to face that sad, sad truth in just 2 weeks. Yeah, you begin to feel very down.
But what I like about it is that the game, it's very, very neat. It's a lot of fun. It's very thoughtful. It's locally made by two game designers, I guess now, ZX Siu and Mungkau. And Mungkau, thanks for joining us on the evening edition. Now, first of all, congratulations to you and ZX on the launch of the app, because Politico has achieved something of a cult status. But for the uninitiated, how would you describe the game?
Thank you very much. So Politico is basically a game about Malaysian politics. It's based on the actual Malaysian political landscape. So you play as a party, you play as a politician, and you would scheme to win voters or parliamentary seats. So it comes in two mediums. One as a card game that was originally launched like 5 years ago before the last general elections. And then now it also comes as a free mobile game, which we have launched last night. It's free to download on Google Play Store and under review on App Store. So coming soon for App Store.
Mm. Right. So is this a game that requires any political understanding for you to have a good giggle, or can anyone play and learn along the way?
This is actually quite an interesting question, because we have had the good fortune of actually many different types of people playing out the game. The ones who know a bit of politics obviously have an extra kick out of it, like, you know, like the other one who gets the giggles. But anybody with a bit of interest would be able to learn a bit of things, or even to actually have fun from it. But different people get different things from it, take different things from it. What's also more interesting is that the game has managed to travel a little bit, right? So it has went to Korea, we brought it to India, Japan, and there's actually a Taiwanese version of Politico. So what is actually really surprising for me and Zidek is that people will come and tell us that, hey, this is actually really similar to how our country is like as well. We try to capture the kind of like the spirit of it. With regards to different national political spirits, then it is highly localized. So let's say for Malaysia, we have race, but in India, caste is a big thing, you know, and then cultural identification is a big thing. But it is similar in sort of a cynical way. So the experience of scheming dirty politics actually kind of transcends not just like the level of political knowledge, but also transcends national boundaries as well. So that's quite interesting for us to find out.
So tell us more, Munkao, about what went into creating, the app version of this game.
Well, actually, the thing is, this game came out like maybe four or five years ago, you know, and then it has had many editions of it. But me and Zedek always felt like there was something missing about it, you know, but we don't know what it was. So we took about like really, really long to think of a game mechanic to make it better. Usually me and Zedek just work with each other. For this one, is the biggest project we ever worked on. We had to work with a development studio, Night Morning. We had to work with an illustrator, Pretty Naya, great illustrator, and musician Sudarshan. Actually, all of them are great. Yeah, so it's a very interesting experience for us. The actual process took about 4 to 5 months, and what we have released is actually a very small version. So we hope to continuously update it. Yeah, see, that's the thing. With the card game, people keep telling us, hey, you know, you guys should update it. There's this one thing that happened, you know, that's no longer in the card game. You guys should always update it. So that's what we hope that the digital version can give us. You know, we can keep on top of things kind of thing, yeah, and give people what they want.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, every day there is something new and crazy happening. So having a digital platform would really allow you to get stuck into that. For example, I understand that the redelineation exercise has somehow been incorporated into the app. Was it tough trying to filter out what was worth focusing on?
I think me and Zedek, it's something we argue about, actually. You know, so this one thing in politics would happen today, and it's like it captures everybody's attention. You know, it's Facebook feed. Everybody's posting it. And then like 3 days later, 2 days later, no, everybody forgets about it. So this is something we argue about. Like, should this be inside, you know, or is this part of a longer political narrative that Malaysia has always had? Yeah. So the thing is, with the card game, you play as a party and the goal of the game is to win 8 voters. But that's not how a political system works. You know, you can win more voters and you can still lose the election, which was what happened in reality. You know, so to reflect that, we introduced this idea of seats, parliamentary seats, which are a cluster of voters. And parliamentary seats are obviously not equal. So you can have one seat that has like 5 voters and then one seat has 1 voter in it. So it adds a new layer of tacticalness, strategy to it. So we've always we had to talk about this a lot. There's no fast rule on, this is something that should be in the game. Or this should be something maybe we should leave it out. We talk about it. There's no rules. We discuss about it a lot.
Well, all right, Munkao. I guess we know it's only been a few hours since it's been released, but since the card game was a cult hit 5 years ago, do you have high hopes for the app?
We've never done this before. So we have no idea how launching a game on a digital platform is like. So we have no marker of whether it's a success or not. But we had a launch party last night and people come and tell us they enjoy it. And then a lot of people on Facebook or whatever asking if there is a multiplayer version and kind of thing, stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, we look forward to checking the app out. Munkao, thank you very much for joining us on the Evening Edition. That was Munkao, the co-creator of the card game Politico, along with ZXU. And they've just launched the app, which you can get on the Google Play Store.
Yeah, that's right. I was wrong. The iOS version is coming soon. Apparently, it's pending approval.
That's right. So that can't be too far away.
Yeah, but I want a multiplayer version. That would be cool. Everyone just sitting around, you know, doing
This is true.
Swapping cards by flicking it across the phone.
I mean, if there's a game to play during election season, this is probably
this is the
one,
right?
Here's some music by Stevie Wonder for Once in My Life on BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.